97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
How private and how safe are the restrooms and the locker rooms at your child's school? Do you know what the school district policy is in those cases? I think it's something important as a parent myself, obviously a parent of two daughters who I don't want exposed to things that they shouldn't have to see in a locker room, which would be naked men. It's as simple as I can put it. This is a debate that has been going on out in the Francis Howell School District. We have board member Jane Puskar on with us right now. And Jane, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm fine, Mark. How are you doing? And first, I understand that you've recently relocated to the bright side here in St. Charles, so I'd like to be one of the many that will welcome you here.
Well, thank you for that. In fact, I am now a taxpayer in the Francis Howell School District. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate you moving out here.
Absolutely. So thank you for having some positive impact there on the board, in my opinion. But, of course, the Post-Dispatch, that's not the picture they're painting of you and the other conservative board members who got elected in the last couple of years who have been talking about safety issues in locker rooms. So tell me what you're going to take up tomorrow night.
Okay, so the bill that we're going to, or the policy we're going to take up is Policy 2116. And in it, just a real short, distinct verbiage of what it says. Boys go in the boys' bathroom, girls go in the girls' bathroom and locker room, and if you're gender confused, then we have a single-use bathroom. I mean, it's just common sense. The issue is that, you know, we're getting some blowback, not as much as I would have expected, but we are getting some blowback. But you mentioned a really important point, Mark, and that is the fact that not a whole lot of people are talking about the locker room issue. They all want to focus on the bathrooms. But the locker rooms, to me, is an even bigger issue. And as you know, we don't need that type of exposure to our young ladies and our young men that aren't ready for it.
I mean, obviously, I wholeheartedly support, you know, just the boys going in the boys' bathroom and the girls going in the girls' bathroom. But certainly there will be some kids who try to squeeze in there. So is there any system in place that would work to try to patrol that? Or is it more just students, if they see it, you know, you're relying on them to maybe tell a teacher?
Well, it's both, Kim. It really is. And so what we're going by is the marker on the birth certificate that they use when they walk in. There won't be any inspection.
Yeah.
Some people have accused that there won't be any of that going on. But whatever's on your driver's license and or your birth certificate, that is what we will go by.
Yeah, to the locker room specifically, Jane. I understand with the bathroom, I read part of the coverage the Post put out there. They found some kid who claims to be impacted by this, who said that it's too far for him to walk in the 4 minutes between classes to the single-use bathroom at the far end of the building. I mean, that's one of the complaints. When it comes to the locker rooms, are accommodations being made for people who need a place to change but don't want to do it in the boys' and aren't allowed to do it in the girls' locker room?
Yes, we are. We are using what they call a single-use bathroom. Many times that is the bathroom that is connected to the principal's office or the nurse's office or somewhere else in the building. But let me debunk the issue of, before I debunk the issue of it being too far of a walk, let me just say that, yes, in some cases, okay, that may be the case. However, it is also written into the policy that no child will be reprimanded or in any way suffer from the fact that he or she may be a little late to class, as long as they don't abuse the privilege.
Yeah.
So we've tried to think of everything.
Right.
But that has to be, like, so few children who would need to even use that bathroom, unless they want to use the single-stall restroom. It's, I mean, like, 1%, if that, of the student population, right, would fall under that category?
Correct. Correct. And we've had reports, and I don't, you know, I try to discern for my own information, but supposedly we have anywhere between 6 and 15 actual transgender kids. What we're also trying to stop is the situation where a child says, oh, today I feel like the opposite sex.
Right.
So I'm a boy, but I'm going to go in the girls' bathroom and for whatever nefarious reason, wreak some havoc. that's what we're trying to stop. And right. The bullying that goes along with it. Problem is that some little boys don't want little girls in their bathroom, and I can't say that I blame them. And when a young lady walks in, the problem is she's going to get bullied. And vice versa, if a little boy walks, or if a little girl, or you know, the opposite, whatever. But the problem is that there's going to be bullying and some disagreement that goes on because of that. We're trying to stop that as well.
Yeah, I'm sure. And, you know, and it strikes me that, as Kim mentioned, the one or two children who might be impacted by this, they want everyone else to be uncomfortable so that they're accommodated. I expect the first thing that's going to happen is if you pass this tomorrow night, there will be some sort of legal challenge.
There may not be. I mean, the courts in general across the United States have definitely gone in favor of some of these changes. They've struck down some of the Title IX overreach by the Biden administration. So, yeah, there may be, but I'm not real sure that that's going to happen. And if it does, we're prepared for it.
Yeah.
What these policies really do is just enhance the privacy and safety for all the kids. All of them, not just a few. We're respecting the boundaries of every child. If you are gender confused, then fine. We have a place for you to go. We're just preventing all of the discomfort and the anxiety that goes along with a young child being exposed to something that they're not ready for at an inappropriate age. That's what we're working towards.
Do all the schools already have that single bathroom, the single stall or whatever, or would they have to pay to build that?
No, the schools have single.
They have them already. That's good. Well,
yes,
it's not going to stop here because right now we're talking about this, but a few years down the road, it's going to be, well, we need litter boxes because we identify as a furry and we should feel safe to be able to use the litter box or whatever bathroom they want to choose.
Correct. In fact, I was talking to somebody yesterday. I mean, this thing can degrade into really bad situations. There was a case in, I think he said, Connecticut, where a young man went into the girl's bathroom, took the girl, put her head in a bowl of water in the toilet, and drowned her. And that's the kind of thing. I mean, granted, that's an unusual case. Not to say these things couldn't degrade. So we're trying to stop it in the beginning and let these kids just be kids and focus on their education.
Amen. Yeah, Jane Puskar, our guest with the Francis House School District. Are there other issues on the agenda for tomorrow night as well?
Yes, there are. There's human sexuality policy 6116, where we're going to discuss the fact that teachers can't have discussions about sexuality with children unless the parents give permission.
Is that
we've also got
at any age, or is there an age cutoff there?
No, it's any age.
Okay. All right. Okay. So all the way up through high school.
Unless a child reaches majority age at 18.
Okay.
The other policies that we have on there are for the libraries. And basically, our basic thrust is to take age-inappropriate materials out of the library for those kids that don't need to, that their parents do not want them to be seeing it.
And the headline tomorrow morning in the Post or Friday morning will be, you're trying to ban books.
Correct.
Yeah.
Harry Potter and the Bible and all of that good stuff. Yeah. No, that's not the intent at all. Our intent is to let kids be kids and focus on their education.
Yes, and not have pornography available to them in the fifth grade for sure. Jane,
Taking pornography out of schools is definitely not book banning.
Absolutely. Jane Puskar, thank you so much, and good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you, Mark. Talk to you soon.
You bet. Talk to you very soon there. Francis House School Board member Jane Puskar. In putting a little common sense in effect out there in the Francis House schools. Good for them.
Get more at 971talk.com.